We're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting here today with Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson and City Manager Ron Fear as they have their City Commission work session and also a legislative session coming up here tonight. 5 o'clock for the work session where they'll talk city budget 2020 to 2024 capital improvement program as well. And then the the legislative session coming up at 7 o'clock here. And so what's the timeline here for the budget? When do you have to have that set?
So usually we pass first reading of the budget ordinance in early August. So the state deadline is roughly the end of August to have that pretty well wrapped up and adopted. We typically do it about the middle of August is our goal. And so there'll be about 4 to 5 additional work sessions here that kind of dominates the summer work session schedule for the commission to hear the budget. The first two are kind of focused on city aspects of that, and then we'll have outside sources making recommendations, different boards that help us with that. The Social Services Advisory Board will make recommendations relative to all the agencies that have made requests to the city for funding, and then other outside sources, folks that the city has traditionally provided funding to, would make presentations relative to that as well. And then we'll also, towards the end, we look at our utility budgets. One of the things that we try to do is kind of hold off on making any decisions relative to the utility budget till later in the year, so till we know kind of what our year-to-date revenue is, as far as we have some projected increases that we target. They're kind of like a cost of living adjustment in some of those budgets, and then we look at how well the revenue has flowed in different aspects of that.
This is kind of the the first opportunity that the commission has to look at the presentation of the budget. So I think normally the things we look at is what are the trends in sales tax, what are the trends in property tax. And one of the things that you try to do is live within the budget, which is the valuation increase, not a mill increase on the property tax. And then we go down almost line by line to see where things stand. As Ron said, there's a couple of unusual things that we haven't had for a few years, and that is these the 2.5 or the 0.25 and the 0.2 sales tax for parks and rec and for the streets. And so those are figured in. So when you look at the budget and kind of the bottom line, it appears large, but those are due primarily to the accumulation of revenue for specific purposes that we haven't had in the years past. And I think we're also mindful of the fact that we're going to have a fairly large property tax increase, mill increase, due to the requirement for the schools, and that'll be coming up. So I think this budget will get a lot of attention, and I know the staff really prepares well for this. And we're in a tough spot because we've got a tax lid that we have to worry about. And that takes all kinds of manipulation to make sure we've got everything in the right slot so that we can take maximum advantage of the revenues that we do have.
Now, I always hear about the tax lid a lot at the county level here. How does that affect cities?
So on the city level, same situation. We have probably a lot more revenue sources from different aspects of things, whether it's permits and fees and different things that we have relative to this overall city's revenue sources. One of the things like franchise fees, for example, as we have a franchise fee on hardline phones to your home. A lot of people are giving up their hardline phones in exchange for maybe just having a mobile phone number instead, and so that's based on the number of accounts. And so a lot of those traditional revenue sources that we've had are really flattening or even decreasing because of that. And so on the other hand, we don't have a franchise revenue source for a cellular phone. So as that switch occurs, that's a kind of a revenue shift that that we aren't able to have a consistent source. And that really, that fee is there to help us with different aspects of managing a right-of-way where those hard lines are distributed throughout the city. So, which is one of our items on the agenda tonight.
Yeah. A lot of those things in there that are excused are safety and security items, but as you probably know, when the state kind of mandates that certain pieces, particularly of compensation, go up, that impacts our ability to stay underneath that lid. So we've got to be particularly careful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm always curious, with sales tax here, a lot more people shop online here. I know a lot of people shop at brick-and-mortar stores as well, but do you guys collect tax on that here, or how does that work?
So the online sales tax, obviously, if the business that you're shopping online with has a physical presence in the state, then they collect that sales tax for that local state sales tax and the local city sales or county sales tax, and that does get redistributed. We were somewhat surprised that the legislature didn't pass legislation this past session relative to an online sales tax. Obviously, the state would have benefited from that the most because they get most of that sales tax. About half of the states, especially since the Supreme Court ruled that they could begin collecting that again, and about half the states have passed legislations to do that. So if you're shopping with a online retailer that doesn't have a presence here, they would have to remit that sales tax to the city. We have seen those remittances go up, so we know people's shopping habits are more and more online. We believe that trend will continue as well. It is a concern, and we certainly would hope that the state would pass legislation that would level that playing field, because we think it is somewhat of a disadvantage to our local brick-and-mortar stores who have extra costs to operate in that aspect of things as opposed to an online retailer.
Well, something to keep an eye on here. Well, I guess we're due for a break, so let's take a break. We'll come back more with In Focus after this. News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by Q.